Our mics are back on. We're back from our sponsors' commercials. My name is Jeffrey Davis. I'm the host of Radio Entrepreneurs, also chairman of the board of Mage LLC, the management consulting firm, and having a good time talking to entrepreneurs. Flip-flop Mr. Meyerson, who's now my co-host.
I'm so happy to be on this side of the table. I love being where Rob, our next guest, is. But you know, I love the questioning.
It's good to listen.
I like
to be the listener and learn.
It is.
So, again, our next guest, a long line of thousands of entrepreneurs, but we know might be the best ever. You never know.
Could be.
Brendan Coleman, sorry for that, of Native X Travel, and you're the co-founder, correct?
Absolutely.
So tell us about Native X. It sounds like an African thing.
Well, Native, that's big. I grew up around Colorado. Native is kind of what they call the locals there. So
right.
Native X, what we do, we're a travel application that uses cognitive learning technology to automatically learn a traveler's personality using social media. And once we have that, we create anywhere from a suggestion to a full travel itinerary. And what's really cool is we use unique content from locals also.
Interesting. So, again, who uses this app?
So this would be any travelers. I mean, we're initially targeting millennials because they have high social media usage, and the higher usage they use on social media, the more accurate our suggestions are. But this is for anyone, whether it's an adventure traveler or someone that wants to see the arts of a city. Even weekenders, it could be business travelers that have 45 minutes to do something in the area.
It's a very interesting concept, and I started to tell you off here that I represent somebody who does kind of workshops for kids, but he actually takes people on the tours, to Sweden and Argentina and places like that. Do you do the trips, or do you just suggest trips for people?
So we do the suggestions, and we're trying to partner with a few unique companies. There's companies that do tours by locals, which we're really interested in looking at them, just to give that unique travel experience that you don't normally get from the popular travel sites like TripAdvisor.
So Peter and I, we're a couple. We're not, but we are for the sense of this. We want to go away. Can you walk us through the experience of
Absolutely.
Working with you?
So
Peter, we're going away on vacation.
It's always fun, Jeff.
Always got to travel. So you would open our app, and all you have to do is log in with your Facebook or Twitter or even email, and we try to get you to sign in with as many social media platforms as possible to make it more accurate. But really, all you have to do is tell us where and when you're going, and you'll get a suggestion or a full travel itinerary. Now, obviously, you can put in some of your interests that you want on that specific trip, but because we have that personality insight from the beginning, we're able to create a travel itinerary that fits you automatically.
So you leech back into the social media. Leech is a bad word, but you track back into the social media information that's out there. I don't want to call it big data, but it's sort of getting toward big data. And then you make a quote intelligent decision about what each traveler might like to do based on that.
Yes. So we are partnering with IBM to use IBM Watson and IBM Watson's personality insights. And so what that does is IBM Watson takes a lot of the data from Facebook and Twitter and creates this personality insight. So it would be about 50 different traits and rates you on a percentile. And so we take that and we plug that into our own machine learning algorithms to create these trips and a suggester engine that we have to create these trips. And what's really cool is that it learns and adapts to create better trips the more that it's used. And we can also compare your personality to the personality or similar personalities of travelers. So we're able to use that to give really, really cool suggestions.
So you have some IP.
Yes.
And, you know, which presumably belongs to you.
Yes.
And how did you get into this?
Well, actually, I mean,
this is an entrepreneurial show. So, you know, how did you get to
What's your evolution into
What's
this?
Your evolution?
Well, I love talking about this because it all happened. I'm a huge traveler, traveler first and all that. And we went to a remote island of the Pacific, Guam, and we had an amazing experience doing things that weren't necessarily on TripAdvisor because we had a friend that grew up there and he knew exactly what we wanted. And so from there, we were kind of like, oh, there has to be something out there like this. When we found there wasn't, we started actually by winning a startup weekend out in Colorado. And then just from there, kind of got introduced to IBM representatives that were looking for this. And from there, it's been great. We've got a lot of support.
So how long have you been doing this?
We incorporated in end of January of 2016.
Okay, so you've raised some money?
We have raised a little money, and we're ready to open up a new round. We're going to be in September at the CTIA Supermobility Conference in Vegas, and so that's when we will be launching our beta and also opening a funding round.
So really, you're just in the alpha right now.
Absolutely, yeah. We're in private beta, but we're gonna release the beta.
So no cash flow yet.
not yet.
So how do you plan to monetize it?
That was going to be my question.
I'm sorry, Jeff. No, you're always good. So good at this.
No, but what I'm doing is I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah, so there's two
ways.
You're
not going to live on love forever.
Absolutely. So there's two ways. The one would be through our affiliate partnerships, and that would be where you could directly book from our platform. And when we send, like, let's say a traveler over to booking.com, we get a affiliate percentage of what they make. And also, we are using our data, which is very, very unique data, and we're going to be helping like enterprise companies. Like, we're going out to Southwest Airlines headquarters to talk with them, just because our data would be very valuable in that aspect. And so that would be the other way. Would we be working with enterprise companies to help the customer experience, not only with our application but also with their business?
So is your IP that unique? I mean, how hard would it be for somebody knowledgeable in the space to replicate the technology?
You're only asking that on the microphone, I understand.
What? Say that again?
We're publicly asking that question.
Well, it's an interesting question. I mean, you know, and I'm sure it's one that every venture guy has asked them, you know.
Yeah.
You are going to get that question. That's
absolutely
true.
I mean, if he hasn't gotten it yet, I'd be shocked. But if he hasn't, he should hear it. You know?
We have gotten. That is one big thing. The big thing is, like, because we are a unique like consumer, a business consumer, but we have that business-to-business aspect, our data would be something that is very, very difficult to get to just because of the personality insights that we get and able to analytically group these customers and find out their buying habit based on their personalities, even find out what traits are different or similar to like what their buying habits are.
So while you're set up to originally start with millennials, you know, you could deal with people my age just as easily.
Exactly.
I mean, assuming I'm on social media.
And that is a big thing that we get that question. What if we aren't big social media users? And basically, all you have to do is submit any kind of piece of writing that you have, and we'll be able to analyze your personality based on that. So,
explain that a little bit.
Some examples would be like a paper you wrote, or a blog, or even any kind of emails that you've sent.
You want to read my novel?
Peter's never going to be your target. I mean, millennials, I get. I'm a baby boomer, but he's a Neanderthal annual. So, I mean, that's going way beyond any target group. I mean, he's like he's got minutes left. We don't know.
I knew you were going to get even with me.
Using yourself. Give us a picture of this business in 2 years. What do you need to build to get there? What are the key building blocks?
So the big building blocks is users, because the more users we have, the more accurate our platform will be. So that is one thing that we'll be spending a lot of time on, getting that user acquisition, making it a product that people like to use over and over again. And from there, also just partnerships with companies that will be able to help us really launch this into the next level.
I mean, it's an, what are your partners like? I mean, you said you have partners. How many?
So a lot of them are affiliate partners, and that's where we would get the revenue. But
I meant in terms of founders.
Okay, absolutely. So
I'm interested in, you know, what's the dynamic
the team.
Among the startup team?
The team, yeah. So the team consists of myself, my brother, who is currently a computer science major at Harvard, and our childhood friend. So it's kind of a family affair. We've all known each other for a long time. When I was planning on, you know, putting the team together, I knew exactly who I was going to get. My brother and my brother is named Sean, and then Austin, and they've been absolutely amazing.
So when will people like Taz be able to start using the app?
So our beta will be out in September, but what we want to do with that is do a lot of testing, make sure that our machine learning algorithms are accurate. And then in a few months after that, we'll be doing a full launch.
So
and
should we have you back in December, November, to talk about the app, the Taz using the app and what it's like?
I'd love to come back and talk about it.
Well, that's what we want to do.
That would be really interesting, actually.
We'd like to come back, get a little progression out of you.
You know, maybe every 4, 5, 6 months.
Right.
Come back. I mean, it's fun to talk to somebody who's starting a business and is really at the level you're at, and then see where they've gotten to in 6 months.
So we'll do a three-parter on you.
Yeah.
Okay. That'd be really right. Awesome.
Yeah. Good. Now, somebody, you know, I know you're out there funding, so, if somebody just happens to be listening who's, you know, with their checkbook open, how do they find you?
Sure. They could go to our website at nativextravel.com. It's nativxtravel.com, or they could directly reach me on my cell phone, 267-337-2260.
Great. I'm looking forward to this, Brendan, this sort of three-part series, this trilogy.
Yeah, no, I think it'd be great.
And we're going to track this and see how it all goes.
Absolutely.
Good. Taz is on top of it. We'll be scheduling the whole thing. Keep our listeners in tune too, and maybe at some point we'll actually have all three interviews together. We'll be posting them together as a sequence, so we'll see the difference. You know,
great.
Sort of like watching the the Star Trek trilogy type of thing.
Definitely,
you know?
I hope so.
Thanks for having me on the show.
And there's Obi-Wan Kenobi over here. my name is Jeffrey Davis, and I am the host of Radio Entrepreneurs. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.